As much as you can't help, dear Lord, that image that has been hit at Calvary, that it will have no chance, it will not be healed, my God, will not be among the people, hallelujah, who are supplying blood to resurrect the image of the beast, that image will be struck again, my God. Strike that image of the beast again, that it will have no chance. Hallelujah. My God. It will not survive, oh God. It will be completely annihilated, completely burnt up, my God. That which will remain, oh God, will be you, oh God. We bless you, oh God. We just give our hands to you today, that you might draw us in. My God, say that, draw me, and I will run after you. Lord, let the power of your pull, let that magnetic power that pulls us towards you, oh God, break us from the magnetic power of the earth, hallelujah. And may we be absorbed into you, hallelujah. Now we come, hallelujah, to submit ourselves to you today, my God. And we'll be found in you, my God, not having our own righteousness, but having your righteousness, that all that is in us, all that is about us will be your righteousness. Oh, we just thank you, my God. We just thank you for this great opportunity that is available unto us. We bless you. Let your name be highly magnified and exalted today in Yahushua's name. Amen.
Amen. Connie, if you wanted to share that with the whole group here that you were asking about. You have to unmute.
Hi, I'm not able to stay on for the whole meetings, but I go back over it and hear it later that day when it's on the internet. So the thought that came to me was about the degree of sin. And in James, that was one of the things being discussed in James. It says, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. And it goes in, there's in Hebrews, it says 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even and dividing asunder the soul and spirit of the joints and the marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our hearts. So it's not necessarily that we do things out, but if we have it in our heart, God, that's what God looks at. And Jesus said that you might not actually commit adultery, but if you lust after a woman in your heart, you've already committed adultery. So it goes beyond us. It goes beyond working in the natural. It goes beyond the thoughts and intents of our hearts. And if we think, there's one scripture that I read, if we think whatsoever a man thinketh, that he is. So Lord, help us to be clean in our hearts, Lord God, toward everyone. Clean in our hearts, Lord God, toward you, because you are the one that sees the thoughts and intents of our hearts. Help us, Lord, to walk in integrity, Father God, and in
Amen. Yeah,
in truth, Father God, in our innermost being, in our inward parts, that your truth would come forth and you would reveal to us, Father God, when we're thinking wrong thoughts, when we're thinking wrong thoughts to one another about one another. God, convict our hearts and bring us to the place where our minds are stayed on thee, and that we can come to you out of a clean and pure heart.
Amen. Yeah, the thoughts and intents of the heart are mainly going to harm us, but if we go ahead and carry them out, we're actually doing harm to someone else.
Oh,
yeah, I'm recording. And like if we think murder, okay, that's hurting me quite a bit. But if I go and carry that out, I've really done a lot of harm to somebody else. And in my way of thinking, that makes it a worse sin because it spreads and goes into another and harms others then.
Just to add there, Brother Mark, hello?
Yes.
Is that the thoughts, when they are in the heart, also have the potential of hurting others in the sense that the spirits of darkness can pick up those thoughts and manipulate them against the people. So the thoughts, yes, they hurt the person that is thinking, but if it continues a while, the spirits can pick them up, the demons can pick up those thoughts and then use them, you know, against somebody. So I must be encouraged to keep my thoughts clean before the Lord, just to add that aspect. Amen.
Just let me add one thing. When I was in the hospital after my heart attack and had the bypass, and I saw the Lord standing in my bed, and I did not speak a word to him, but my thought to him, he read. In my thought, I asked him, who did this harm to you? Was it the wicked Gentiles? And he immediately shot back at me the answer. No, it was from the house of a friend. And we communicated like that, back and forth, very quickly. And afterwards, I got to thinking, in heaven, we will probably communicate in this manner. And for this reason, we cannot bring these thoughts into the kingdom of heaven with us. If we start doing these unclean thoughts in heaven, we'll pollute the whole heaven. And we would certainly be found a misfit there. So yes, it is important that our thoughts and intents of our heart be purified and clean.
Connie, I just want to share something with you. The Lord has shown something to me that is very short and quick, but you are walking in an area that you've never walked before. And you are in a place that you have never walked before. And because of this, you are coming up higher in God. Doesn't seem like it to you, because the troubles that you're going through and the heartache, and I don't know what you're going through and I don't need to know, but I want you to know that you are in a place that God sees, and it is a different place that you have never walked before. But God is taking you up higher. It's a place, a new place in God. And it seems very confusing and very hard on you because you've never walked this way before. But I want you to know, I see God taking you by the hand, actually in his hand, and he is walking with you. And it might not seem like he is, because maybe sometimes you don't feel it. But don't go by what you feel in the soul realm. Go by what God is telling you in the spirit and listen to him, because sometimes he doesn't speak to you in a loud voice. But this time you're in a different place. You're coming up higher in him, and the voice will be sometimes quieter because he wants to quiet your soul. And then by doing this, you will hear him, and he is going to heal you. You have many things that need to be healed, and he knows and he sees how to do it. And so my advice to you, and what I'm seeing, is he's actually taking you in his hand and walking with you. You're not alone in what you're going through. You are not alone.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
What you're going through. And they want you, the enemy wants you to feel like you're left out, you're alone, and nobody will understand you. And when you feel that way, call upon the name of the Lord, because it's the enemy working in you to destroy you. And that's what it's all about in each and every one of our lives. The enemy is out to destroy us in any way we can. And I feel that in today, one of the ways he tries to destroy us is through the closest one to our heart, our children, our grandchildren, whomever he sees that can get to us, that's who he will go after.
Connie said, the matter of making the right responses came to my mind again. You know, as believers, we have responses to make each day. That is talking about our daily living, which has to be right with God. So each day we take decisions as situations and circumstances confront us. And these decisions must be right with God. I think that was what our brother was saying that day when he said about making the right response. The right response made will mean that we look up to God in every situation that we find ourselves. We make the response to be on the side of God. But again, there is another thing which comes in the opposite direction, where if we fall, we also make a response. And that response must be in repentance and forsaking. So our daily living as Christians is a collection of responses that we make. And these responses have to be right. And when that is done, we see ourselves moving with God. Now, why are we talking about our hearts? Why are we imagining evil against somebody else? It's because probably a right response hasn't been made in a particular situation. So we as believers are a people that should be awake unto righteousness each day. We awake unto righteousness and sin not God. So where we fall, we immediately repent. That response must be made. And in taking decisions, we must align with the word of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit. That is another response. So each day, as we live, we are an embodiment of responses. And these responses must put us in the right standing with God. For example, if somebody says something against me and I heard of it, and I know it is not true, what response do I make? I must pray to God concerning that person for deliverance. And not having anything against that person, not having an imagination that is evil, because that will pollute me. That will pollute the temple of God. So in any circumstance, we are enjoined to make the right responses. Praise God. Mm-hmm. So when we fail to make the right responses, something else happens in us, which pollutes our hearts, which is not the way we should live. Our daily lives are such that are bringing us closer to God and not keeping us away from God. So the responses that we make will be to be in God, to be aligning with the Spirit of God, because we as believers are expected to grow into Christ daily. And these responses provide the growth. These responses are part of the growth. So if we make the wrong response, then growth will be stalled. I just want to bring up this because our hearts are the center of activities. And each time we fail to make response that is right with God, it becomes a problem to our spiritual lives. So, brethren, we must be awake each moment. There is no time for sleeping in the spirit. Whatever that we go into, whether good or bad, when it is bad, we are talking about by mistake, that we fall. That response to arise, that response to correct our fall must be made. And once that is made, I believe God will hear us and receive us and keep us for himself. Praise God. Because we are not our own. God is one that owns us. And we, as brethren, must always think about the things that are happening within and without. He is creating a new man. And that new man, the Bible says, is created in God after righteousness. So that new man is what quickens the heart to make that response that is righteous, that response that brings us back to God. But if we, as believers, are still living in the old man, there is a problem then. And we are not expected to live after the old man. So the matter of the flesh is, how is my heart? Is it after the old man or after the new man? If it is after the new man, then my response is every circumstance, every event must be right with God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.